In a little over 3 weeks, the year 2023 is going to be coming to an end. And for some people, this might not have been a very bad year, but for others, its end might not come soon enough. I mean, this was the year in which we saw continued gun violence happened across our country through mass shootings in places like Lewiston, Maine, taking the lives of dozens of people. It's the year affirmative action was ruled unlawful at private institutions, and the year we saw transgendered youth in our own state lose the gender-affirming care they need. It's another year in which we saw how little Black lives mean to our society, as we watched another young Black man named Tyree Nichols nearly get beat to death at the hands of police, only to die 3 days later in a hospital due to the injuries he sustained. It was the year of another global banking crisis, surging inflation and interest rates rising to heights we've not seen in decades, making everyday living uncomfortable, especially for those who barely make enough to get by. It's the year in which we saw the catastrophic effects of climate change as we witnessed what many believe to have been the hottest year on record. It's the year we saw wildfires cause widespread damage and claim dozens of lives in places like Hawaii and Canada. It's the year we saw the horrors of war continue as the ongoing conflict between Israel and Palestine claim innocent lives and the death toll continues to rise. Even in our own lives this year, we have witnessed loved ones pass, lost jobs, incurred debts, had health challenges, and received unexpected diagnoses. I don't know about you, but as this year soon comes to an end, my heart is weary. At times this year, I have struggled to find peace amid the sudden difficulties, the heightened stress, and unforeseen events that have occurred. I've had to learn to endure and persist through times of great uncertainty, holding on to the promise of some future while living in the present of moments that have just felt really crappy. We're often told that God never fails us, but for those who've experienced misery or agony this year, it might not have felt like God was very present. God might not have felt very reliable, faithful, or comforting. It might have felt like God didn't even bother to show up, or that God has abandoned us, that God's not cared to make a way or show us a way in what has been some very hard times this year. And as you think about the year that's gone by, I'd ask, what discomforts you? What are you not at peace with right now? Where do you feel God's absence? God's silence? What is you feeling as if God has abandoned you? If anyone in our history has ever felt abandoned by God during a time of great difficulty, then it is the ancient Israelite people of our sacred scripture. A people who, before this text begins, had watched their city become invaded, their temple destroyed, their God undermined, their economy interrupted, their homeland laid to waste, and who had watched the very structures of their lives collapse and change. They were a people who suffered the misery of exile for decades and longed for God to comfort them, for God to remove their difficulties and deliver them. And you can imagine that after decades of misery and struggle, the hearts of the Israelite people had grown weary too. That after asking God for deliverance from what they were going through and not seeing the changes they were hoping for, they felt like God had abandoned them, forgotten them, and even failed them. The truth is, every chapter leading up to this chapter in the book of Isaiah is about the misery and struggle of exile and things not changing. They're about the suffering and pain of a people who are crying out for comfort amid what they were going through and received none. Yet when we reach this text in Isaiah, it marks an end to those days, and it directs people to a God who had been there for us and is there to comfort us. You see, in this text, Isaiah tells us that in seasons of difficulty, God does not wither or fade, but God is a presence that is completely reliable. God is with us and will restore us. We're told that God's determination is for us to experience a sense of newness and life where none seemed possible. That God is the one who will comfort us in times of trouble and carry us through times of difficulty. God is the one who does a new thing in the world and does it in radical ways. God, who is the one who makes the inconceivable possible, smooths out the rough and uneven places of our lives, declares hope where we see limitation, heals our brokenness, binds our wounds, and amid the great tragedies of our lives, announces the life-changing promise of a future where there once was none. And out of the misery of exile, where hearts were weary, he tells the Israelite people, the glory of what God can do in this world is going to be revealed. And there's comfort to be found in this moment because all of us are going to see it together. He tells the Israelites, God's going to lift them from their burdens and see them through the suffering they're experiencing. That God is going to help them move past their pains and beyond the severity of their disappointments. They might be feeling defeated right now due to the weight of the world, even abandoned due to all that they have been through. But they can rest assured there will be a future beyond this moment. Because even God is in the midst of uncertainty and disaster. He says, we will and we shall see God pull us through it. I don't know about the year you've had, but I need to be honest with you. There were times this year I felt God's absence. Like I was suffocating beneath God's crushing load and God was nowhere to be found. I mean, there were times this year when I was literally staring at the life of my child laying in a hospital bed, wondering how this new diagnosis of diabetes was going to affect his life. There were times this year I feared for my own health. Times when I wasn't sure what God had in store for me next. In times, I wasn't even sure how we were going to make it here to North Carolina. And as I look back, what I found is the presence of God carried me through. It carried us through. And as I look forward to the year that's coming ahead of us, I'm holding on to the comfort that our God is a God who never fades or fails us. So whatever it is you are not at peace with, or whatever has happened this year that has you feeling God's absence, I need you to hear on this Sunday that the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. I need you to hear that God prepares a way when there is no way, that every valley shall be lifted, and every mountain will be made low, that God is going to level the uneven ground and smooth out the rough places of our lives. I need you to hear that the breath of God is upon this world and beauty is going to come forth from it. I need you to know that when you're hurting or when it feels like the floor is going to fall out beneath you, God is going to carry you. And when you're finally able to look back, you're going to see it was God who was right with you. Advent is a season of expectation, but it isn't grounded in what we can see. It's grounded in what we cannot see. And sometimes it's hard to see that God is among us, working in the world for our good and for our future. When we're in the midst of life's difficulties and uncertainties. But if there's one thing Advent does, is it challenges us to remember God is still with us as we go through them. Amid the dangers and tragedies of our lives, it announces that God's peace in this changing world can be known, that God upends our expectations, and when we least expect it, God breaks forth into this world and carries us through rough places. God appears in places of radical surprise and declares hope beyond the struggles of our days, that peace can be found where none seemed possible. So this season of Advent, know that we can find comfort even in wilderness, peace even in tough times. And there's an end to those long and difficult journeys we sometimes find ourselves on. Advent is about knowing God's peace, and comfort can still be found even in life's biggest challenges, because God's hope for a future, it's on the way. And there will be times we feel separated because of what we're going through, but in Advent we remember that God's hope will arrive in gentle power and tenderness. So as we move through these last weeks of the year, know God will come. And when God comes, God is going to surprise us, comfort us, and love us. God is not a presence that's going to fade or fail us, but God is a presence, my friends, that will always be there for us. Amen.